Ready to take a ride. Grab your coffee and strap yourself in.
If you listen, I can hear God's plan.
Because the show is about to begin. You're listening to the Omega Man Radio Network.
Folks, welcome aboard. We're getting set up here.
1 minute until showtime.
Coming up in 1 minute, we'll be starting the show. We're going to have Pastor Gary Stafford. Of course, he's here with us every week. And been with us for many years. The hardest working man on Omega Man Radio. And Brother Gary, what an honor it is to work with you, my friend. You're still a youngster on Omega Man Radio. The most senior person we've had was 94 years old. Can you believe that?
Oh, I'm a year before that.
Absolutely. You know, Moses didn't get started till he was 80, and then he went to 120.
Yeah, oh, that sounds good.
So you're still a youngster, and I'm praying, should the Lord tarry, we all make it to 120. That'd be pretty awesome.
All right.
And they don't have to see us, so it doesn't matter what we look like, Brother Gary, at 100.
Your show will go live in 5 seconds.
Just as long as our voices hold up.
3, 2, 1.
Okay.
Blog Talk Radio.
Because to tell you the truth, most of the days Omega Man has a bad hair day, so you wouldn't want to see my hair, especially in the morning.
Yeah.
Folks, we're ready to start right on time. Brother Gary, welcome back. Would you like to open us in prayer?
Yes, I would. But I'm going to ask you to open us in prayer.
Let's do it. Father Jehovah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, this is the day that you have made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. We plead the blood of Jesus over the connection, over every one of us that are tuning in our families today. Father God, have your way with these programs today. Use it for your glory and honor. Bless Brother Gary and his family. Bless him as he brings the word today. We thank you for this opportunity. God, bring in those that you'd have to hear this program. Also, in the name of Jesus Christ, we bind Satan and bind every demonic force that would try to stop these programs or stop any of us from being here. We rebuke Satan in Jesus' name. God, again, put a hedge of protection, wall of fire from Zechariah 2 and 5 around each one of us. In Jesus' name we pray. Let the communication lines go out far and wide. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, I'm telling you, I'm going to give you the title of our program, and that is Deliver Us from Evil. Yeah, Deliver Us from Evil. And, you know, the thing is that I had an entirely different program planned for tonight, but the thing is that I was sitting in my living room, and suddenly the television broadcasts two people who had given their souls to Satan. I could not believe it. In all my years of watching television, I had never, ever seen that happen. And one was a young businesswoman, and the other was a teenager or a late teen, and I could not believe the evil that has come upon us. And I said, no, we have to address the situation that we're going through. You know, oftentimes we talk about sin entering into man through the Garden of Eden. And, you know, you'd be right. And we've talked about the power of the Word, John 3:16. That's the Word of salvation. And we've addressed that just about every week. And then there's the confession of Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, breaking the hold of Satan on our lives. Oh, awesome. We also stated that Satan did not give up and that he has a demonic horde waiting to entrap us. If we're not aware of what we are opening our minds to, then we can entertain thoughts. And you know what? It's simple to do. How about thoughts of doubt? Or fear? Or envy? Or control? How about suicide that has reached upwards of 30% affecting people? The attempt to suicide or suicide itself? How about lust and hate and lying and homosexuality that's even entered into our church? Anger and sorcery and murder and lesbianism. Yeah, lesbianism in our church. I can't believe that, but it's happening. Jealousy and power and death. And how about the deaf and dumb spirits? And remember abortion. Yeah, remember abortion. 16 million people killed around the world in 1 year. That's amazing. And it's horrible. You know, these spirits had no authority over us, but when we sin, we leave the door ajar. What happens? And when we sin repeatedly, whether a few times or many, we open the door wide to demon oppression. I hadn't thought of that. Yeah. That's why the words are written in the Bible to guide you. Because there is no way that we would normally understand that. You know, you hear the word oppressed and demon possessed as being different. And let us explain why I believe, you know, as a difference. In Scripture it says in 1 Corinthians 3:16, "Do you not know that you are the temple of God?" When was the last time you were called the temple of God? I don't think you ever were. And that the Spirit of God dwells in you. If you give it a chance, if you make a way and invite Jesus into your heart, well, then the Spirit of God dwells in you. But we don't even think of that. And less of us even think that that sort of thing happens. You know, I went to many, many churches in my youth, and 'cause my friends went to all different churches, so we'd go together. And I never heard the word of salvation in any of those churches. I never knew that you could be the temple of God and that the Spirit of God could dwell in you. Yeah. And it went on to say, if any man destroys the temple of God, that's you, God will destroy him, for the temple of God is holy. And that is what you are. When did you have somebody call you the temple of God is holy, and that you were. That's scriptural. That's scriptural. But that's just one reference. But wait, for it also says in 1 Corinthians 6:19, and I'm telling you this because I want you to check me out. Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and that you are not your own? Well, we act as if, hey, it's my thing, I'm doing it my way. No, 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 no. You're not your own. How many have made that mistake? Well, I have. Thinking I can do what I wanted to do when I wanted to. Yeah, I did it my way. It was a song of Frank Sinatra. Yeah. But you know what? In verse 20, 1 Corinthians 16:20, it says you have been bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body. But how do I do that? Well, it says in Scripture that in verse 18, 1 Corinthians 6:18, you know, flee immorality. Every other sin that man commits is outside the body, but the immoral man sins against his own body. Oh, my God. Yeah. Look at the country that we're living in. Is this the country that you grew up in? Is the situation that we see round about us that which we're happy with? That it's okay? No, it's not okay. In 1 Corinthians 6:13, it says, the body is not for immorality. Not for immorality? Well, what's it for? But for the Lord, and the Lord is for the body. The Lord, in my opinion, will not share his temple, our body, with any demon. But have we left open the door? A demon may oppress us in mind and body when we open a door to sin. It is oftentimes referred to as having a monkey on your back. What's going on? I don't know what's happening to me. Yeah. Well, the only way to be demon-possessed is to not know Jesus Christ as your deliverer. For everything and every time we read in Scripture of demon possession. Yeah. And Jesus set them free. For example, in Mark 1, in verses 23-27, there was a demon cast out in the synagogue. You're kidding. In the synagogue? Yes. What authority Jesus had. He was undaunted in every act of the enemy. And he was going to take things and set them straight. Satan, of course, left no stone unturned. He attacked men, women, and children, for we were made to understand this. And, you know, had he, you know, not the mother persevered, her daughter would have not known the freedom of deliverance. The deliverance that can bring. Yeah, Mark 7, verses 23 or 24 through 30. And we don't have time to read that now because we have a little bit of a short schedule. But had not the mother persevered, her daughter would have not known the freedom of deliverance that can bring. And in this case, a deliverance was from who? From Jesus, of course. But wait, there's more to tell. There is no limit to what Jesus can and will do for us. Why? You were bought with a price. Your salvation was bought for a price. And Jesus Christ died on the cross, covering your sins with his blood, so that you could be offered eternal life by believing in him as the Son of the Living God. Some price to pay for your salvation and eternal life. The news about him went out into all of Sychar, and they brought to him all who were ill, taken with various diseases and pains. Yeah. Demoniacs, epileptics, paralytic, and he healed them. How about that? This is the one way to be free. To have Jesus in your heart. To realize that you don't have to pay the price that others have paid because you've entered into a relationship with Jesus Christ as the Son of the Living God. You know, any on this list that you can't do, well, I've never done any of those things. I wouldn't know where to begin, and you're right. But when the Holy Spirit directs you, you will have the power and the authority and the remembrance of the right time, the right place, and with the right people for the right reason. You know, Jesus said, apart from me, you can do nothing. So where's your help in Jesus Christ? Where can I get free of this demonic input that's affecting my life? Jesus Christ. Just ask him to set you free. Oh. Well, I don't want to do that. Why? Well, that gives up my independence. You never had independence. You were born for a reason, a destiny. Yes, and that destiny has great beginnings. And it will be revealed to you a day at a time as you're being trained up to do the things of God that he has already predetermined that you are to do. You know, when the Holy Spirit directs you, you will have the power and the authority at the right time, at the right place, and with the right people for the right reason. You know? Beware of imitators. They're there, ready to hoodwink you and cause you to believe in something else or someone else, and they will attempt to walk in the authority. Yes, they may even call themselves the Antichrist, the new Savior. Yeah, they will attempt to walk in that authority, even put their feet down in the center of the temple. And they will attempt to walk the authority. We're told that by the Bible. It's coming, and sooner than you think. The authority they don't have. But the Lord will honor or anoint any work if these people do not have a relationship with him and call him Lord. And what happened to the counterfeit? Yeah. I want to tell you about this because some of the Jewish exorcists who went from place to place attempting to name over those who had evil spirits, the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, saying, "I endure you by Jesus, whom Paul preaches." And the seven sons of Sceva, a Jewish priest, were doing this. Well, it sounds like they were doing the right thing, but they had no authority. They didn't have Jesus in their hearts. They didn't allow him to guide him and to have him guide you in the things of God day by day, moment by moment. And the evil spirit answered and said to them, "I recognize Jesus and I know about Paul, but who are you?" Wow. Yeah. And the man in whom was the evil spirit leaped on them and subdued them and overpowered them so that they fled out of the house naked and wounded. No authority. No authority. They were imitators of the truth. And the truth will not set you free. So, they had inadvertently bared their flesh, but not their soul, to Christ as the Lord and Savior. But as a result of this incident, many of those practicing the occult repented and burned their books of magic and witchcraft worth thousands of dollars. They realized that they had believed in the wrong thing. How long is it going to take you? How long is it going to take you? All right. Well, I'll tell you. It's the same power that brings deliverance to this demon oppressed as well as a demon possessed. and you can exercise such power when directed to do so, but the Lord ordered him and those that were there to repent and to know the word of God. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, shall, what? Shall he do also? Wait a minute. Say that again. And what chapter and verse does it say that? Well, John 14:12. And it goes on to say other things too, but truly, truly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go to the Father. In other words, it's a case of, hey, you're there, I want to use you to do the things of God. And you may not have even done these before, but I am giving you that authority. So what do you have to do? Well, whatever you ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. That's the following verse. Whatever you ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. So ask him and he will do it. And he gives you the Holy Spirit, your helper, that will be with you forever. Oh my God. Are you sitting on the power and the authority given to you? How many people are going to be hurt by that because you didn't act and do the things of God that God had already given you the authority to do? Yeah. You know, but when the Holy Spirit is going to guide you, he's going to guide you in all the truth, for he will not speak of his own initiative, but whether he hears, he will speak, and he will disclose to you what is to come and what to do. My God. My God, you are being given the authority, and that was verse John 16:13. The Holy Spirit will guide you into all the truth, for he will not speak on his own initiative, but whatever he hears, he will speak. And he will disclose to you what is to come and what to do. You've been given such a time on earth that the second coming of the Lord is about to be revealed before some of you pass on. Yeah. Some of you will be alive and well and see him coming in the clouds. And his 1,000-year reign, some of you are going to be a part of that. You say, well, nobody knows the day or the hour. Yes. We're not talking about the day or the hour. We're talking about the season of his return. You know, with each person, each situation is, of course, going to be different as to what we are to do. You know, first listen. Ask questions. Remember, a weakness in one's character is not a demon. Then pray. What you are to do. Sometimes it's just to listen and let the Lord reveal the time and the moment that you are to bring about change. You know, if the 12 disciples were to heal and bring deliverance, and the 70 that followed were also to do the same, and you can better believe that the Lord is calling you out to do the same. Many a soul will be changed. Many a life will be changed and made. Many a hurt person will be healed. You got any of your family that are hurting right now? Maybe with a disease? Maybe with a blood clot on his leg? I had a person who was to be a speaker last week. And he took the time to lay hands on my leg, and the blood clot dissolved, all because a person asked and a person responded. Hey, that happened to me, and I am thankful. The leg is a lot better looking than it was 2.5 weeks ago. But I will tell you, you know, those who have been delivered and set free in the love of Jesus, and I consider myself one of those, then the call of the Lord and Savior should expect to lay hands on the sick so that they may recover. All I can say is that we need help. And the words of promise are in the Bible, not for you to put on the wall, but to put in your heart and let Jesus do the rest. You know, it's a strange thing. We think about it and you know, we haven't had a heavenly father, a father that we grew up with that didn't marry the job, or maybe you had many fathers. You know, you're trying to relate to what I'm saying, and you can say, well, I didn't have a father. Or I had a father and he took off. Or he used to get drunk and abuse me. Well, I'm telling you that there's a heavenly Father who knows you and loves you before you were born. How about that kind of love? Yes, he saw you as you took your first step. And he was there when you went to school for the very first time. And you shed some tears because your mom wasn't there. Yeah, he remembers that. And he's seen you grow up, never knowing him or his son, Jesus Christ. And he's saddened by all that. Today he wants to correct all that, and he wants you to call him Abba Father. Almighty God, that's just fine. And he wants you to know his only begotten Son that he put on the cross for your sins, Jesus Christ. Invite him into your heart as your Lord and Savior. And then be led of his Spirit. In fact, God the Father so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever would believeth in him would not die, but have eternal life. It's not something you earn. It's a gift because you chose to believe that Jesus Christ was the Son of the living God. Well, I'll tell you what. Some people have a world of time and others have moments. When are you going to accept Jesus Christ into your heart as your Lord and Savior? You know, he died on the cross for your sins. And that conquering death, 3 days later, he rose again from the dead. There's only one God in the entire universe that can say that. And none of the gods that we have here in stone, in mausoleums, or in crypts. No, there's just one who, conquering death, rose again to sit at the right hand of God the Father. You want to invite him into your heart? It's your choice. He will not go where he's not invited. You want that? Okay. Say with me these words. Jesus Christ, you are the Son of the living God, that you died on the cross for my sins, and that conquering death, you rose again from the dead, ascended into heaven to sit at the right hand of God Almighty. Of my own free will now, I invite you into my heart to be my Lord and my Savior, and I will live the rest of my days for your glory. And for the truth that comes forth from your word. Come, Lord Jesus, live within me now. Be my Lord and Savior. Amen and amen. I just want you to know that that is probably the most important decision of your life. Because you did nothing to earn it other than to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior. And I want you to know that you are a son or a daughter of the living God. I'll tell you that in confirmation and scripture, but I want to do this now. I want to take communion, which we said we would do every week that we have, and we're going to take communion, and the body is his bread, the bread is his body, and the grape juice or wine is his blood. So, Lord Jesus Christ, I received of the Lord that which I have delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus Christ, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it, and he said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for thee. Do this in remembrance of me." Thank you, Lord. By the 39 stripes that you took on your back before the crucifixion, by your stripes, I am healed. In the same manner, he took the cup, and when he had supped, saying, "This is the cup of the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Lord Jesus Christ, it is your blood shed on the cross that now covers my sins that are remembered no more, washed clean in the blood of the Lamb. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for covering my sins. They are remembered no more. And for as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, the Lord says, you do this, the Lord's death, until he comes. Oh, my God. Thank you, Lord. And you know what? I called you sons and daughters of Almighty God. I can't do that unless it says it so in Scripture. 2 Corinthians 6. That's right. 2 Corinthians 6. Verse 2, verse 16 through 18. 2 Corinthians 6. For he saith, "I have heard thee in a time accepted," and oh my God, the day of salvation have I behold thee. And behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Did you give your life to the Lord? It's almost as if he knew you were going to do that. And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God. And as God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. That is not religion. That is relationship. Okay. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean. Now, and I will receive you. What? Wherefore, come out from among them, and be separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. Yes, I'm opening my arms to you now. Listen to the closing comment. And I will be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters with the Almighty Lord, or the Lord Almighty. I'm telling you, you are totally and completely blessed. And you are sons and daughters of the Most High God. I tell you, it's just amazing. I don't want to say any more. No, I don't want to say any more because, you know what? This is your time to rejoice in the Lord as his son or daughter. Yeah, you've been delivered from evil by all the things that were spoken tonight. Scripture, promises of the Lord in truth, and the truth will set you free. Well, all I can say is that now all glory to God, who is able through his mighty power at work within us to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or think. Infinitely more than we might ask or think. And that's Ephesians 3:20. Well, I'll tell you, I'm excited. I'm excited about the new life and the new relationship you have with the Lord. And I want you to tell a cousin, a business partner, a man at the water cooler, at the work, that you just gave your life to Jesus Christ and that it's for all. to receive. You don't want your brother, your cousin, your fellow employee to rot in hell. This way, he has a chance, and he is given that chance through Scripture, and this is the truth that is going to set him free. John 3:16. Don't forget that. Amen. And Brother Shannon, that is deliver us from evil.
Great message.
Well, have a good program.
My friend, how can a person make contact with you and your ministry?
Well, justintimeministries.com. Hey, I tell you, my wife and my daughter put a lot of time into that, and there's articles of salvation, of healing. I mean, you got to see the horse that Jesus will ride when he comes back again. I want you to justintimeministries.com, and you'll see all the things you need to see, plus stories of healing. My healing, right in the pulpit. I tell you, you're talking to a man who died at age 49 and lived to tell the story 50 years later. Well, 40 years later. And God bless you. Have a great night and a great day, all of you listeners.
My friend.
God bless.
Honor to be with you tonight. We love and appreciate you. We'll see you again next week. Thank you, Brother Gary.
Okay.
God bless you.
Bye-bye.
Folks, Pastor Gary Stafford, justintimeministries.com. Praise the Lord. Well, welcome aboard tonight. I'm going to be special guest on Pastor Dan Catlin's broadcast, Messiah's Branch, coming up the top of the hour. And then following that, we're going to have a special guest from Canada, Ralph Poupart and Larry Pinnell, continuing their series that we started a week ago. Really good program. You don't want to miss it. Tomorrow night, we'll have John Terrell, 2-hour Demon Hotline with Lou Young, and the Warning Broadcast with Dr. Hansen. And then Saturday night, we're here for the Demon Hotline, 8 to 10 Eastern. I'll be joined by Maximo Hernandez, taking your phone calls. If you need deliverance, you can call in tomorrow night, Friday night, also Saturday night, two nights of open lines. Okay, I've got all the shows uploaded for you. They're all sitting up at our archive on Podbean, and you can find a link to that by going to my homepage, OmegaManRadio.com. That's really the only website you need to remember. If you can make it there, you've got access to everything we do here. All the shows are uploaded. They're free. You can stream them. You can download them. Help yourself. Also, don't forget, if you're not signed up to my Substack, that's OmegaMan.substack.com. I encourage you to get on that mailing list. I don't send out messages, but maybe once a week, just alert you of something important like the hotline coming up, etc., and maybe any other announcement we need to make, but that's our way to communicate with you. Should Facebook go down or some of these other platforms, if you're on that mailing list, it's held up to the test of time. And it works when nothing else will. So get on that if you want it to be connected to us if the grid goes down at any point with the major social media platforms. It's good to have a way to contact you. And sign up for that if you'd like to. It's free. What else do I need to mention? Working on some new releases from the vault. I'll be uploading those today, later today. So it's all good. Okay, we're going to take a break, save this program, and come back with music, and then we'll go live with the next program shortly.